Hey, I am Aman Murad, and this is the Leap Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Leap Podcast. Today, our topic is resilience. Resilience, by definition, is defined as a psychological capacity to adapt to stressful circumstances and to bounce back from difficult situations. Some might even describe it as mental toughness, mental agility, elasticity, adaptability. It is something we definitely glorify and we celebrate and we strive for, especially when it comes to our careers. We always want to be the person who can withstand the hardships. It's like in a workout. It is about pushing through. It is about, you know, the whole keep going, even when things get tough. I used to hear it all the time, even as a child. We were taught that the ones who didn't give up always win at the end. So I applied this to every aspect of my life. And don't get me wrong, this shaped who I was and who I am. It made me learn to get back up after falling down from a bicycle. It made me a strong competitive athlete, as well as a go-getter when it came to opportunities I wanted. Fast forward a couple of years into my athletic life, in 2017, I had a horrific freak accident that led me to break both bones of my forearm, both my ulna and my radius. It was a very traumatic experience, to say the least, and I needed immediate surgery, which made me end up having two long titanium plates placed in and six screws on each side to fix the damage. For an athlete, this felt like the end of my career, and saying I was devastated was an understatement. But there I was, I fought through, I persevered for a whole year, and I even ended up quitting my full-time job as a graphic designer to pursue fitness full-time, even though I didn't fully recover from my arm at the time. There was a lot of pressure to succeed, and I considered that time a defining moment for me to show everyone and myself that I, Ahmed, was resilient. Although I take pride in that, the idea of resilience unfortunately put me in a very dark place after I gave birth to my little girl. As women, we are conditioned to think women can handle so much more than men. You hear it all the time, especially from the older generation. They always say things like, men are stronger, but women can endure more. I remember being in the hospital not even 2 days postpartum after my baby was born, and I went on Instagram. I kept looking through my old videos, and I hear my friends telling me, like, Emel, don't worry, you'll be back in action in no time. Do you know what's the problem with that? I didn't allow myself to be or feel postpartum. There was, again, so much pressure to quote-unquote bounce back. I didn't know it at the time, but I was also struggling with postpartum depression, and this whole idea of needing to be resilient destroyed me. I didn't need to be resilient then. I needed help. I needed support. The last thing I needed was to fight and struggle and hustle more than I already was with a newborn colic baby that exclusively breast, if I may add, for almost a year. But I couldn't shut it off. I was constantly battling myself and thinking if I didn't do it all, if I wasn't an athlete, an entrepreneur, and a mom right from the get-go, that I was weak and a failure. I remember reading an Instagram post that I completely relate to because it read that people expect women to work like they have no children and to raise children as if they have no work. And I can't tell you how much this applies to my life and every woman I know. The biggest example I can give you is I remember watching TV and a CEO of a company who was a woman and was 7 days postpartum at the time, was giving a lecture. And the title read, "She's Doing It All." the amount of praise she received for being there 7 days postpartum was crazy. And because of that notion, we as women feel like we have so much more to prove in the workplace, since the slightest sign of discomfort can be seen as weakness. Ridiculous as it sounds, but after having conversations with a lot of women, I realized that we feel if we weren't resilient and if we didn't prove ourselves time and time again, people, specifically men, would think it wasn't fair that we were asking for equal pay or opportunity. Heck, I even remember men telling me and a lot of postpartum moms that our maternity leave was considered a holiday. So do you want to know where resilience leaves us? In a very lonely place as moms. A place where we can't complain that our kids were awake all night before an early shift. And a place we can't even complain at home because it was our choice to want to be a working mom. I think it's safe to say that I don't want to always have to be resilient, especially at the cost of my own well-being. I feel like there's a fine line between resilience and acceptance. In my sport, which is parkour, you basically learn how to go from point A to point B while overcoming literal obstacles in your way. There are times where you have to decide whether or not you're ready for a certain obstacle. You basically can choose another path or route midway or decide to avoid it completely. And that's actually very much encouraged because as a person, you start learning how to weigh risk versus reward. And sometimes the risk is too big and you don't want your ego to be determining your outcome. In most cases, your ego leads to you being injured. It gets frustrating in times, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you see other people doing bigger jumps and you want to do the same, but part of the process is knowing and understanding that you all have different strengths and capabilities. Why can't we apply this to our lives, especially as moms? I hate it when I hear people say things like, she did it with five kids and you only have one child. What's your excuse? The culture around success needs to change, especially for moms. The more I researched, the more I've come to realize that resilience has important pillars, five to be exact. One is energy. Two is future focus. Three is inner drive. Four is flexible thinking. Five is strong relationships. As a mom, one, you don't have the energy due to long sleepless nights and the physical labor that is motherhood. Two, your future focus definitely becomes about raising your children. Three, your inner drive is very much dependent on your circumstances. And in my case, it was very hard to feel motivated when you're struggling with things like postpartum depression. Four, flexible thinking is great, but unfortunately, especially during the first months of motherhood, you're in fight or flight mode. Five, strong relationships. This one I feel is the most important because we always think of resilience to be somewhat an independent trait, like it's up to the individual, but a lot of it has to do with family support as well as social acceptance. So if you're hearing this and you know a mom, whether she's your employee, your sister, or your wife, please make sure she knows that she's not alone. She's already learning how to adapt as a mom. The last thing she needs is criticism, blame, and the feeling like she isn't doing enough. It really is all of our responsibilities to make sure moms have the support they need to make decisions without fear of rejection, fear of failure, or fear of being judged. I promise you, it is what makes all the difference. And in my opinion, this is so much more important than our skewed perception of what resilience really is. Until we leap again, see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Leap Podcast. Make sure to subscribe and tune in. Also, don't forget to leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. It'll make it easier for people to find the show and to also learn from it. Your support means a lot.
You can find me on Instagram at leap.of.hope, or feel free to contact me via email, ml@leapofhope.fit. I am your host, Amel Murad, and this podcast is brought to you by Dukkan Media. Thank you, and keep leaping.